哦，心灵和诚实的敬拜。
The topic for today is worship in spirit and truth.
如果您在教会一段时间，一定都记得刚才我们所读的经文出自圣经里面哪一个故事。
And you've been in this church for a while, you where this particular story come from in the book of John.
我们知道在约翰福音的第四章有记载一个很多人都很熟悉、很喜欢、很有名的一个故事。
John 4 records a very familiar story that we've made acquainted with.
也就是主耶稣和撒玛利亚妇人在井边的对话。
There is a conversation between our Lord Jesus Christ and the Samaritan woman.
几乎占了约翰福音第四章的，几乎占了整章。
Almost took the whole chapter 4 of the book of John.
啊，那我个人认为，我相信很多弟兄姊妹也是这样看，这是一个非常不可思议的事件。
And we think that this particular passage is concerning some inconceivable ideas.
那后面呢？我用了一系列的不可思议。
And I'm using a lot of incredible, improbable, and words like that to describe this passage.
不过呢，从英文的角度啊，这个不可思议，它的用词就更丰富一些。
But in English, this is actually more meaningful. We are using a lot of word of un.
所以呢，英文上面，我就特意用了一系列不同的词。
Therefore, I use a whole bunch of very distinctive English words.
这是一个很不可思议的事件。那主耶稣是在一个不可思议的时间。
This is an unthinkable event. It is an incredible time.
不可思议的地点。
And an incredible place.
像不可思议的对象。
And then
an unbelievable person.
Person.
以不可思议的方式
，and in incredible message，
这个传讲了不可思议的信息
，and then inconceivable method，
最后呢带来一个不可思议的结果
，and unimaginable，
那这个故事的内容呢，实际上是非常的丰富
，this is a very rich conversation，
我们刚才讲了几乎是一章的经文，记载的非常的详细。
And then this is recorded in the whole chapter 4, John.
那今天呢，我们只能够聚焦在其中的一段的对话。
I'm only focusing on one passage in this whole chapter.
那这段的对话就是主耶稣和撒玛利亚妇人谈到关于应当如何来敬拜神。
This passage focuses on how Jesus Christ explained the way to worship God to the Samaritan woman.
我们最近这个门徒班在学归纳法查经。
And then we are studying inductive Bible study in the discipleship class.
那我们在归纳法查经里面，我们都知道有几个 W.
And the inductive Bible study represents several W words.
我们一般说常常有哪些 W 啊？大家可以。
And how many W words are there?
有 who,
who,
when, where,
where,
what,
what,
why,
why,
and how.
How.
这里有六个。我们这里列出来
six words.
我们这里列出来七个方面。
And then I'm listing seven of them.
第一个就是在哪里来敬拜。
First is where to worship.
向着谁敬拜。
And then second is whom to worship.
何时来敬拜。
And when to worship.
谁可以敬拜。
And who to worship.
如何来敬拜。
And how to worship.
为何要敬拜。
And why to worship.
最后一个。敬拜的果效
Watch from worship.
我们一个一个来看。
And let's take a look at that individually.
这七个 W.
There's seven W.
大家注意到多了哪一个 W 吗？
And you know, W has been
whom,
whom?
宾语的 WHOM.
And then also WHOM.
就在这一段当中，我们一个一个来思想。
So let's take a look at each one of them.
那么这一段呢，我们就请翻译潘教授就只读英文就好了。
I'll just read English part of it.
这是整个这段的上下文。
John 4:19-26, we'll read the context. The woman said to him, Sir, I perceive that you are a prophet. Our fathers worship on this mountain, and you Jews say that in Jerusalem is the place where one ought to worship. Jesus said to her, Woman, believe me, the hour is coming when you will neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem worship the Father. You worship what you do not know. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. And then, but the hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father is seeking such to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth. The woman said to him, I know that Messiah is coming. Who is it called Christ? When he comes, he will tell us all things. Jesus said to her, I who speak to you am he.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
啊，那下面呢，我们就一个一个来看。刚才我们说的第一个啊，撒玛利亚妇人首先提了一个问题，就是在哪里敬拜。
And then we will just come back to what the woman is raised here, that is where to worship.
这个撒玛利亚妇人就像耶稣来提出一个灵魂的拷问。
And the Samaritan woman is actually raising a soul-searching question to Jesus Christ.
我们的祖宗呢，在这山上礼拜。
And then he said that, she said that our ancestors worship God in this particular mountain.
这个山是什么山呢？叫做基利心山。
And this mountain is Mount Gerizim.
那么你们呢，到时候你们犹太人说应当礼拜的地方在耶路撒冷。
But you Jews said that we should worship in the place called Jerusalem.
如果我们对圣经史地有一些了解，我们知道那口井啊，耶稣跟撒玛利亚妇人对话那口井叫做雅各井。
And so if you are familiar with part of the Bible, we know that Jesus Christ and this Samaritan woman is actually sitting on the Jacob's well.
啊，那么这个井边有一个古城叫做叙加。
And there is a city that next to it is called Sychar.
Yeah. 那么这个叙加古城，这个示剑古城，它旁边呢就有一座山，那座山就是吉利新山。
And then there's a mountain in the background, and this mountain is called Mount Gerizim.
所以实际上，当这个撒玛利亚妇人跟耶稣对话的时候，就指着这个山在说。
And then, in fact, the Samaritan woman was referring to that mountain to Jesus Christ.
而在旧约当中，也神就在吉利新山那里来宣告神的祝福。
And then, in the book of Deuteronomy, God is proclaiming his curse to Israel on this mountain.
那么有的画家当画到这幅对话的时候，就在这个山上有画出一个撒玛利亚的圣殿来。
And then some people, Samaritan temple on top of this mountain.
实际上这幅画画的比较准确，当时那个山上的圣殿已经没有了。
In fact, picture I just show you is more the Samaritan temple has been destroyed at that time.
当时那个撒玛利亚圣殿已经成为了一个废墟。
In fact, the Samaritan temple was destroyed at that time.
今天如果你到那个基利心山上去，看到的还是一片废墟。
And then if you go to that place now, today, in fact, a
不但有当年那个撒玛利亚圣殿的废墟，还有后来所建的基督教教堂的废墟也在那里。
And then also there was a Christian church that was built on the same site, was broken also at that time.
那么这个撒玛利亚妇人和耶稣这个对话，关于敬拜地点这个对话，为什么在当时特别的关键呢？
Why is it referred to Mount Gerizim as a place to worship?
因为我们知道当以色列人分成南北国以后，
But we know that Israel is split into the southern and northern kingdom.
那么这个北国以色列民如果也到耶路撒冷去圣殿去敬拜神的话，那么就对北国非常的不利。
So I went to. It will be unfaithful to the Northern Kingdom.
那么这个北国呢，他们也很聪明，他们就在北国撒玛利亚这里，他也建了一个圣殿。
So the Northern Kingdom was very clever. They also built a Samaritan temple on this mountain.
那么这个北国的这个圣殿呢，它也得有一点这个有点出处，有点根源啊，所以他就建到了基利心山上面。
And because there was some scriptural basis for this mountain, therefore they built the Samaritan temple over there.
这样北国的民就不用再到南国耶路撒冷去敬拜神了。
To prevent the northern kingdom people to go to Jerusalem to worship Jehovah.
那么对于南国的这个犹大民来说，当然我们还是在耶路撒冷来圣殿来敬拜神。
But the Jewish in the southern kingdom, of course, go to Jerusalem to worship Jehovah.
这就是当时这个犹太人和撒玛利亚人相争的这样一个背景。
That was the topic of dispute among the Samaritans and the Jews at that time.
甚至这个犹太人和撒玛利亚人因着这个敬拜呢，曾经有战争。
In fact, it was a topic of war between the northern and southern kingdom.
我们为什么当时这个圣殿山上这个基利心山的圣殿就没有了呢？
Why is it that the Bang Garrison Samaritan Temple destroyed at that time?
因为这个撒玛利亚圣殿在主前的128年啊。
Because the Samaritan Temple was destroyed in BC 1285.
就被犹太这个马加比王朝的军队就攻占，就把那个圣殿给它毁掉了。
It was taken over and destroyed by the Maccabean Revolution.
所以你看他们因为这个敬拜甚至产生了战争，把人圣殿给毁掉。
So because of this particular rebellion, then the war was broken between the two countries.
好了，那我们来看到这犹太人和撒玛利亚人这样一个到底在哪里敬拜的这个地点就成为了严重的问题。
So the places of worship is a dispute between the Samaritans and the Jews at that time.
那你要注意主耶稣是怎么回答的。
And notice how Jesus Christ replied.
主耶稣说，我们来看，说妇人你当信我，时候将到，你们拜父也不在这山上，也不在耶路撒冷。
Jesus said to her, woman, believe me, at this time we are no longer worshipping on Jerusalem or on this mountain.
那这是什么意思？
What does it mean?
犹太人他们敬拜的态度就真的对吗？
Was the attitude of the Jews worshipping Jerusalem correct?
他们对救恩的认识就真正的完全吗？
Did they really understand the salvation that Jesus Christ was talking about?
撒玛利亚人对神的认识和救恩当然是不完全的。
Of course, Samaritans didn't understand the whole message of the gospel.
他们只相信摩西五经。
They only believe in the Pentateuch.
他们很多外邦人的一些的信仰礼仪都融合进来了，这是杂烩。
It had been syncretistic that combined all of the pagan worship into their beliefs.
但是当时犹太人他们非常的骄傲，非常自豪，我们有圣殿，我们有律法。
But the Jewish people pride themselves of worshipping the Holy Jehovah because of the Torah.
但是实际上他们对神的认识也是不完全。
But in fact, they did not understand the complete message of the gospel.
所以主耶稣就讲到这个敬拜的场所只是一方面，但是实际上这不是最关键的问题。
But so therefore Jesus Christ referred to the place of worship, but in fact this is not the most important message.
不是在一个地点，而是在我们的心。
It is not in the place of worship, it's in our heart.
今天如今我们基督徒敬拜神的场所是在哪里？
So where do Christians worship now?
在教堂。
It's in the church.
那进一步在哪个教堂？
And then which particular church?
哇，这个又成为了一个非常热点的问题。
And also it's a topic of dispute. Which churches?
在弟兄姊妹们，我们要注意到。
And so, brothers and sisters, we should notice.
如果我们在神的面前，我们的心是不对的。
If we are having a wrong attitude in front of God.
没有一个敬拜的心，敬拜的灵。
And there isn't a proper attitude of worshipping and a spiritual attitude toward God.
你不要说你每个礼拜天都来教堂来敬拜。
So whether you come to the church regularly or weekly.
原谅我这样说，就是你住在教堂里面。
In fact, if you live in the church,
你的敬拜神也不悦纳。
And your worship is not acceptable.
耶稣在这里讲。
Jesus Christ said that here.
关键不是敬拜的地点。
The key is not where you worship.
今天很多时候很不幸。
As unfortunate today,
很多教会都希望人都来我这个教堂来聚会。
And many churches want to gather all of the disciples to their churches.
甚至很多时候我们把其他教会的基督徒拉来到自己的教会来聚会，这是今天普世非常普遍的一个基督教里的现象。
And they are trying to grab other members of other churches to come become their own members.
我在这里一定要和我们的弟兄姊妹讲清楚。
So I want to make this message clear today to brothers and sisters here.
千万千万千万不要拉其他教会的基督徒来我们的教会去。
Do not try to invite other Christians in other churches to join our church.
如果是还没有信主的慕道的朋友。
If they are unbelievers or seekers.
啊，把人拉来教会，邀请来教会，一起来敬拜神，认识人，哈利路亚。
And hallelujah, we should invite them and make them become Christians.
如果有的基督徒，比如说刚搬到本地，在寻找一个教会，伟根的教会。
Is there some brother and sister who just moved to this locality? Then we should invite them to our church.
感谢神，我们邀请人来到这个教堂， 来一起敬拜神服侍主。
And we thank you for inviting them to our church.
但是如果人家已经有自己敬拜服侍的教会，你千万不要去拉人家。
They already dedicate themselves to other churches. Do not invite them here anymore.
前不久我们在这个音乐布道会里面。
And not too long ago, we have an evangelistic concert.
大家可能注意到在结束的时候啊，因为我们来的人非常的多，我就也跟大家介绍。
And then at the conclusion, I have introduced our church to all of us because there are many other churches people attending.
介绍我们的教会。
We want to introduce our church.
但是大家注意到我当时讲得很清楚。
But I say it very clearly.
如果您自己已经有了一个委身的教会，你不要来这里。
If you have dedicated yourself a particular church, do not come here.
嗯，但是如果您是在寻找教会，欢迎来。
If you are searching for churches, you are welcome here.
弟兄姊妹们，主耶稣要我们是怎么样？得人如得鱼，对不对啊？
And Jesus Christ wants us to be fishers of men.
但是今天很多时候这个普世的教会互相怎么样啊？啊，就把鱼从一个鱼缸换到另外一个鱼缸。
But unfortunately, we are switching fish tanks. We want to get fish from one fish tank to another fish tank.
主耶稣是让我们去寻找拯救失丧迷失的羊啊。
Jesus Christ wants us to seek for the lost.
我们不是把一个羊圈的羊抢到我的羊圈里
面。We don't want to grab other sheep from other sheepfold to come to our fold.
但是今天为什么有这样的现象？
Why is it happening today?
是的，有的时候我们会说信仰不同。
Because we have different beliefs.
我们也知道是有真理与错误的区别。
We know there's a difference between truth and falseness.
那感谢神，我们教会也以我们对圣经的持守为我们的自豪。
Of course, we are thankful for we have orthodox belief in our church.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们也要知道，我们对圣经持守的自豪不是我们的傲慢。
But though, do not be proud of being an orthodox believer.
我们也不可以说，只要人家的信仰跟我有一点不同啊，那你那个就是不好的。
And do not try to discriminate on minor points on the major truth of Christianity.
如果真是在真理与异端的区别，那好
提问。There's a problem of truth and heresy. Of course, we should stand up for the truth.
对，但是如果只是一些信仰上领受的不同啊，你知道，你注意，很多时候人去把别的教会的人拉到自己教会来啊，有我们教会弟兄姊妹跟我说，也有人拉他们去别的教会。
And then there are other members of the churches in other places told me that they are being grabbed to this church and.They are being swayed to other churches too.
那人的这个想法一定都是这样，就是你的教会不好，我的教会好。
They said that our church is better than yours.
这是常常就只能这样讲嘛，所以才能够把人拉到你那边去。
Only that is such a bait to try to tempt all the people to come.
弟兄姊妹，我们也不要做这样的事。
Please do not do that.
对，很多时候我们只是一个领受的不同。
We are
真理一端的区别。
We are only receiving the truth differently. It's not because of the different truth.
当我们去把人拉来自己教会的时候
，When other people or we want to grab other people, other Christian to come to our church，
我们敬拜的态度已经出了问题。
We have a wrong attitude of worship，
对不对？我们的心理和诚实已经出了问题。
We have problem in worshiping in spirit and truth。
如果真的是在心灵诚实当中敬拜的人、敬拜的教会、敬拜的基督徒，就不会这样去做。
And the real Christian who worship in spirit and truth will not do that。
所以弟兄姊妹，我们好好的对自己的教会来委身。
So please be committed to your own church.
这就是我属灵的家。
This is my spiritual home.
我就在这个家当中来好好的一起和弟兄姊妹来敬拜服侍主。
So we will worship and serve God together in this spiritual home.
这是我的家。
This is my spiritual home.
你不会到别人家去跟人家说你的家不好，到我家来住。
Do not go to other people's home and say your home is bad and you come to my home.
到了。At the end of the day, 我们常常说每个人都回一个家自己的家里面去。
Everybody after the work or vacation, you go back to your own home.
那 CCMC 就是我们大家的家。
CCMC is the spiritual home of all of us.
我们要爱这个家，维护这个家。
We want to love this church, we want to keep this church.
我们维护教会的信仰。
We want to keep the faith of this church.
我们维护教会的立场。
We want to keep the attitudes and the positions of this church.
我们维护教会的合一。
We want to keep the unity of this church.
愿在这个教堂当中
May we do in this church.
我们再说地点不是最重要的
It's not important for the location of this church.
而是我们同心的聚集
It is our united spirit of worship.
在灵与真理当中的敬拜
And it's to really worship God in truth and in spirit.
让神得到荣耀
And to glorify our God.
向世人来做美好的见证
To witness to the world.
这是第一个。
This is the first thing.
在哪里敬拜？
Where to worship?
第二就是我们向着谁来敬拜？
The second is home to worship.
啊，那主耶稣就对这个撒玛利亚妇人说：“你们所拜的你们不知道，我们所拜的我们知道。”
This is Christ said to the Samaritan woman, "You worship what you do not know. We know what we are worship. For salvation is of the Jews."
这里就讲到这个敬拜这个动词的宾语。
And this is the important worshiping subject.
啊，我们是敬拜的主语，我们是敬拜的主体。
We are the worshiping body.
在这个地方，我们敬拜的对象是宾语。
And the object of our worship.
那这里就非常的重要。
This is very important.
你作为敬拜的主体。
And you are the body of worship.
你真的认识你敬拜的对象。
But you have to understand who do you worship, the object of worship.
耶稣在这里对撒玛利亚人说，你们所拜的你们不知道。
And then Jesus said that you do not know who you are, what you are worshipping.
因为撒玛利亚人的信仰他们已经受了偏差。
Because Samaritan beliefs is wrong.
耶稣说，我们所拜的我们知道，因为救恩是从犹太人出来的。
And now we know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews.
我们知道耶稣在这里绝不是骄傲的啊，来代表犹太人来讲这句话。
Jesus is not taking pride of the Jews.
因为耶稣明讲，不在这山上，也不在耶路撒冷。
Because Jesus said that it's not in this Mount Gerizim, it's not also in Jerusalem.
但是我们看到撒玛利亚人他们的问题更加的严重。
But you know that Samaritan woman actually faces a more difficult era.
而今天我们有整本的圣经，旧约到新约。
Today we have the whole Bible, Old and New Testament.
我们知道我们敬拜的对象是在永生三一的真神。
And we know that the object of our worship is the eternal triune God.
在前不久的敬拜当中，我们用一堂的信息来讲这个问题。
And we talk about this topic in a previous sermon.
今天我不过多的展开来讲。
Today I will not belabor it anymore.
但是我愿意和大家来指出来，在这一段的经文当中，
But I want to point out in this particular passage.
那永生三一真神三个位格都出现了。
And then the triune God actually appear here.
我们来看一看，这里主耶稣讲到了真正拜父的。
And said that we worship the Father.
父神。
And the Father God.
然后讲到神是个灵 ,God is Spirit.
And then 24, God is Spirit.
讲到第三位格圣灵。
And then the third, this is the third person of the Holy Trinity.
当妇人听到这个信息说，我知道弥赛亚就是基督。
And then the woman said, I know the Messiah is Christ.
而耶稣毫不啊这个客气的就说 ，I'm He, 我就是他。
And then Jesus was boldly declaring that He am He.
我们敬拜的对象呢是永生三一的真神。
And our object of worship is a triune eternal God.
那我们一定要把我们敬拜的对象搞搞清楚，千万不能搞错，这是极其关键的。
This is the most critical object of our belief.
我们前不久说过，有的弟兄徒已经信主多年，来教会多年。
And many of us has come to church for a long time.
甚至对三位一体的真理还都不明白不了解。
But we are not clear about the triune God doctrine.
甚至认为这不重要。
And we thought that Trinity is not important.
好，那下面我们再来看第三点，何时。
And then thirdly, we want to look at when do we worship.
啊，那这里呢，主耶稣明讲说，时候将到。
And here says, the hour is coming, now is.
哎，那个时候将到，如今就是了，这个实际上是一个呼召啊。
This is in fact a calling.
哎，我们在敬拜当中，有的教会在一开始有一道 call to worship， 大家听说过吗
？And then you know every church has a call to worship。
啊，这个中文翻译都叫做宣召。
And the Chinese said the call to worship。
今天很多现代敬拜赞美呢，把有一些的啊比较好的敬拜当中一些环节呢，慢慢都有点拿掉了。
And unfortunately, this has been removed in many church services。
不，我们仍然说这不是一个最基要的问题。
Although this is not a very important issue.
但有不同的敬拜的这个style,
There are a lot of worshipping styles.
都可以。
It's admissible.
我自己个人觉得实际上宣召还是很有意义的。
And I personally believe that the call to worship is very important.
宣召意思就是现在来吧，是时候了，我们来敬拜主啊。
He said, now is the time of worship. Now is the time of praising God.
那诗篇95篇第一节就讲到说，来啊，我们要向耶和华歌唱。
Psalm 95, 1 to 2, let the call come, let us sing to the Lord.
向拯救我们的磐石来欢呼。
And let us sing joyfully to the rock of salvation.
我们要来感谢他，用诗歌向他欢呼。
Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to him and with psalms.
现在就是时候，我们进入主的门，进入主的院。
Now is the time. Let us come to his temple, and then his salvation is here.
那么这个利未记十九章的第五节呢，这里就讲到了我们敬拜的这个时候。
And Old Testament Leviticus 19:5 talk about the time of worship.
说你们献平安祭给耶和华的时候，这个敬拜的这个时刻。
And said, and now if you offer a sacrifice of peace offering to the Lord, this is the time.
下面呢，他讲的特别的重要，很关键。
Then you notice the important second part of the sentence.
什么是敬拜的时候？
What is the time of worship?
一般我们都知道啊，我们讲到群体的敬拜，礼拜天主日。
And we know that the corporate worship time is Sunday afternoon or Sunday morning.
啊，礼拜天主日上午我们就来到教会，这是敬拜的时候。
Then in the morning of the Sunday, we also come to church to worship.
好，那我请问大家一个问题：我们在敬拜的时候来敬拜神，真的你的心就为这个时候已经准备好了吗？
Are we prepared for this time of worship every Sunday?
如果没有准备好，你在这个时候也不在这个时候。
And if you do not prepare for this time of worship, it doesn't matter when you come to worship.
那这个 Sunday morning 就变成这个空壳，一个 formality.
And then Sunday morning become a formality.
那利未记十九章第五节强调，在这个时候，我们心要在这个时候。
And Leviticus 19:5 actually emphasizes this is a time of your own will, free will.
因为我们来敬拜，来向神献上我们自己要献的。可蒙悦纳。
And in the Chinese, is that actually acceptable to God?
中文是说可蒙悦纳，但如果你看这个英文的翻译，更加的清晰。
The Chinese and the English is not necessary to respond to each other, but the English word is actually clearer.
英文怎么翻译呢？ You shall offer it of your own free will.
可蒙悦纳。
可蒙悦纳啊。在我们的自由的意志当中来向我们的神献上。
That is, you offer worship to God of your own free will and is acceptable to the Lord.
那这个在我们的自由的意志当中献神来献上就很关键了。
So the of your own free will becomes very critical here.
弟兄姊妹们，因为我们知道我们的神是不强迫人的神。
You know that our God never forced himself into everybody's mind.
虽然爸爸妈妈有时候强迫我们来敬拜，对不对？
And our parents sometimes force us to come to church.
我就听到有的家长跟我说 I'm twisting my son's or daughter's arm to the church.
不是，有些父母要将我的儿女的手都断掉才来教会。
或者有的时候呢，是这个威逼利诱。
So you tempt with the prophet and with punishment.
跟我来教会给你买个玩具。
And then I'll buy you a toy if you come to church.
教会如果乖的话给你好吃的。
And then the church is going to give you good things to eat.
弟兄姊妹，你要知道我们的主，我们的神不会强迫任何一个人说你来教会来敬拜我。
Our Lord God never forced everybody to worship him.
神能不能够这样做？
God can do that.
在神永恒的主权当中，他完全可以这样做。
Of course, God's sovereignty can do that all the time.
他可以做成百上千个机器人。
He can make a lot of robots.
成千上万个木偶。
And a lot of, robots.
到了礼拜天上午十点的时候。
And then in the morning of, Friday.
有这个叫什么全自动驾驶。
And then there was all self-driving car.
嘟嘟嘟嘟，然后鱼贯而入就进入到教堂。
And then they will move the person into the church.
这边按钮一按。
And like you're pressing a button.
然后哈利路亚非常整齐。
And then everybody would say hallelujah at the same time unison.
神悦纳这样的敬拜吗？
Does God really welcome such a worship?
神不会悦纳这样的敬拜。
Of course he would not.
弟兄姊妹们，所以这里中文翻译成可蒙悦纳和英文的这个 your own free will, 你们的自由意志实际上是内部是密切相关的，大家注意到。
So even the Chinese and the English do not correspond literally, in fact they are of the same essence.
为什么希伯来文的这个词有的时候翻译成蒙神悦纳，有的时候又翻译成是我们人的自由的意志呢？
Why is this particular Hebrew word translated sometimes to be acceptable to God, sometimes translated as of your own free will?
因为我们人只有真正出于我们的自由的意志，我们选择来敬拜神才是真心的，才得蒙神的悦纳。
Because it's of your own free will will be acceptable to God.
这个词在圣经当中出现过很多次。
This particular Hebrew word appeared in the Bible many times.
那么在哥林多后书六章第二节上有一段经文说，在约纳的时候我应允了你，在拯救的日子我搭救了你。看来现在正是约纳的时候，现在正是拯救的日子。
2 Corinthians 6:2 In the acceptable time I have heard you, and the day of salvation I have helped you. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation.
那这里这个新约呢，引用旧约，什么地方引用旧约？以赛亚书49:8。
In fact, this is what Paul was quoting from Isaiah chapter 49 verse 8.
讲到约纳的时候，讲到拯救的日子。
But thus saith the Lord, in the acceptable time I have heard you, and the day of salvation I have helped you.
那希伯也在以赛亚书49:8，这个约纳的时候，这个约纳呢，就是同样的这个字，就是我们看到利未记19:5的这个 free will， 同样的。
So Isaiah 49:8, the word acceptable is the same as Leviticus 19:5.
也就是我们甘心的在我们的自由意志当中献上自己的时候，神应允我们。
It is a time when you are freely offering yourself as a worshipper to God.
而这个词在整本圣经当中第一次出现是在什么地方？创世纪49:6。
And the first time this particular word appears in Genesis chapter 49.
但在那个地方，这个词就不能翻译成悦纳了。
But that particular place is not translated is acceptable in the Chinese.
那是怎么说呢
？What does it say?
说讲到那些罪人，他们怒害己命，任意砍断牛腿大筋，他们犯罪，任意。
And then it said that they are actually using the free will to rebel against God.
所以神给我们这样一个自由的意志。
And God gave us such a free will.
我们可以用这自由的意志去任意选择做罪恶的事情。
We can use this free will to rebel against God.
但是你也可以用这样一个自由的意志来选择来敬拜你的主，你的神。
But you can also use this free will to worship God.
而在这个时候才是蒙神悦纳。
But at that particular time when you are worshiping God with your free will, then it's acceptable to God.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们什么时候来敬拜？是礼拜天主日的敬拜。
So is it Sunday worship time you come?
那有人说不单是礼拜天主日的敬拜，应该每天灵修时候都有敬拜。
In fact, you also ought to worship God in your daily devotional time.
那有的人呢更抬杠说任何时候都应该是敬拜。
And many people actually make the argument that you should worship God anytime.
这个讲法对不对？
Is it proper?
这个讲法是对的。
Of course it's proper.
是好的。
It's good.
任何时候都应该敬拜。
You should worship God anytime.
但是弟兄姊妹们，任何时候敬拜是我们最高的一个理想。
But what is the most? This is the idealistic part of the thinking about worshiping God anytime.
但是千万不要只是成为我们的一个抬杠、一个争论，或者我们一种属灵的一个表现。
But may that not become an artificial standard of holiness.
我会很诚实的跟弟兄姊妹说。
Let me tell you truthfully.
我跟随主已经很多年。
I have followed Christ for many years.
从一信主就开始服侍神，很快就全职。
Ever since I became a Christian, I started to worship to serve God.
做了牧师二十多年。
I have become a pastor for over 20 years.
但是我不敢说我能够做到任何时候 ，anytime, any moment, 永远一直在敬拜神。
But I cannot really live up to the standard that I can worship God at any time.
而且有时候差得太远太远。
I am really that far far away from that standard.
到底何时来敬拜？任何时候敬拜确实是。最高的理想。
Of course, worshiping God in any time is ideal.
但是如果一个人没有极高的属灵的追求
，But you lack of a spiritual searching heart.
没有在他的自由的意志当中有一个真正完全甘心乐意的态度。
If you don't have a willing heart to worship God and seek after God,
随时都敬拜神只是一句空话。
Anytime worshiping is actually an empty saying.
不可能实现。
You will never be succeeded.
所以神说悦纳的时候。
So therefore, God said the time of our own free will is the time of acceptable to God.
也就是我们里面真正的甘心乐意的时候。
It's the time of your willingness to worship God.
也就是这里讲到你们献平安祭给耶和华的时候。
That is the Leviticus 19:5, you offer a sacrifice of peace offering to the Lord.
我们讲到敬拜赞美的诗歌。
And we talk about the hymn of praises.
我们说很多传统的圣诗非常的宝贵，非常的好。
There are many traditional hymns that are very precious.
在我们教会的敬拜当中，也应该适当的多选一些 传统的圣诗，千万
不要。So we should actually sing a lot more of those traditional hymns.
同时，我也和弟兄姊妹分享，有一些新的敬拜赞美的诗歌写的也是不错。
And then many of the new contemporary hymns of praise are also good.
也不是说新的诗歌就完全不能唱，但是我们要分辨。
But we have to really be balanced.
那么这一首诗歌，它的歌词写的就非常的好。
And this contemporary song was written in a good manner.
就叫做来，现在是敬拜的时刻。
Now come, now is the time to worship.
啊，大家会唱这首歌吗？曲调非常的美啊。Now is the time to worship. 啊，这样子啊。Now is the time to give your heart, 把你的心向神献上。
And now is the time to give your heart to time to worship.
啊，我们要欢然的献上自己。
We have to be joyful to offer ourselves to God.
神存留大赏赐给那些。
And still the greatness treasure remains for us.
今选择你的人。
For those who gladly chose to worship you.
这当年摩西呼天唤地向以色列人做见证。
And it was the testimony that Moses was telling the Israelites.
说我把生死祸福陈明在你们面前。
And he actually laid the eternal life and eternal damnation in front of the Israelites.
你们要拣选生命。
And you should choose eternal life.
神不强迫任何的人。
God never forced anybody to worship him.
一个真正拣选生命的人。
The one who really chooses the eternal life.
选择来到神的面前的人。
And to choose to come before God.
他接待他的。
And whoever received Christ.
那是神真正悦纳的人。
And are those that are acceptable to God.
那也是真正与敬拜神的时刻。
They are the real time of worship.
好，下面一个，谁可以来敬拜？
And then the next topic is who can worship.
谁是真正敬拜的主体？
And who is the body or the subject of worship?
主耶稣说：“说时候将到，如今就是了。真正拜父的要用心灵和诚实拜他，因为父要这样的人来拜他。
Hour is coming, and now is when the true worshipper will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father is seeking such to worship Him.
中文说父要这样的拜他，英文说父在寻找这样的人来拜他。
Because the Father is seeking such to worship Him.
这是神的心愿。
This is the will of God.”
我们一方面知道以赛亚书56章第七节，神说我的殿必称为万民祷告的殿。
Isaiah 56:7, that for my house shall be called a house of prayer for all nations.
上次我们和弟兄姊妹分享到整本诗篇的最后一句话。
And then last time we share Psalm 156, the last verse of the Psalms.
在那里实际上也是一个宣召。
It is also a call to worship.
说凡有气息的都要赞美耶和华。
Let everything that has breath praise the Lord.
这是什么意思啊？
What does it mean?
我请问弟兄姊妹，敬拜神是不是只是某些人的专利？
Is the worshiping God a particular privilege only certain people?
神的心意是只让某一些人来敬拜他。
And God wants only a certain particular people to worship Him?
其他人我不要。
And we don't want others?
是这样子吗？
Is it true?
不是。
No.
神的心意是只要你有一口气息你都应当来敬拜。
God's will is that everything that has breath praise the Lord.
对，我再问弟兄姊妹，还没有信主的慕道的朋友来到教会来和我们一起敬拜神，我欢迎不欢迎？
Do we welcome seekers to come and worship our Lord?
欢迎不欢迎？
Of course.
感谢神。
Thank you.
我们是敞开大门欢迎每一个人来追求神，来寻求主，来认识。
The church has open doors for all seekers for the Lord.
犹太人、撒玛利亚人他们就不是这样。
Of course, Jews and Samaritans are not like that.
因为我们知道当时犹太人和撒玛利亚人说，只有我能敬拜神，只有我能敬拜神。
And then all of them, they claim that we have a special privilege to worshiping God.
他们互相之间充满了敌意，互相排斥，对不对？我们知道这就是整个那个故事背景，今天没有时间多讲。
And it's because of the time that the first topic of dispute is how to worship.
所以到底谁可以来敬拜神？
Is that who can worship?
这答案是犹太人吗？
Is it Jews?
是撒玛利亚人吗？
Is it Samaritans?
是外邦人吗？
Is it Gentiles?
这个答案是所有的人。
Everyone.
但是呢，这里后面有个但是。
But there was a word but.
这个但是很重要。
But this is important word but.
因为刚才我们说了，神在寻找有一些的人。
Because God was seeking a certain group of people.
来特别这样些人来敬拜他。
And God is seeking such people.
他们是能够更好的，能够更真诚的，全然的来敬拜主。
And they are willing to serve to worship God with all their free will.
这些人如何来敬拜呢？
How do those people worship God?
是用心灵和诚实敬拜。
And they must worship in spirit and truth.
好，所以我希望我能够讲得很清楚和完全。教会欢迎所有的人，没有信主的朋友一同来敬拜神。不过另一方面，
So let us be clear that we want to welcome all seekers to worship God.
来到神面前的人，
And whoever seek God,
我们在神面前的这样一个态度，
And we have a seeker's heart, we are welcome.
什么叫心灵和诚实？
What does it mean by worshiping in spirit and in truth?
如果直接的翻译，我们的英文 spirit truth 比较容易理解，中文呢叫心灵诚实，直接翻译叫做灵和真理当中敬拜。
And in Chinese, it's a little bit complicated. It's in spirit and in truth.
心灵实际上是没有问题的，因为有人认为说，这个在灵和真理是不是在圣灵里敬拜？
And some people ask the spirit, is it Holy Spirit?
在圣灵当中敬拜本身是没有问题的，弟兄姊妹，我们应该在圣灵当中敬拜，在圣灵中祷告。
But of course, we should pray and then worship in the Holy Spirit.
但是这里指的确实不是圣灵，这里指的是人，你自己的灵。
But here it's not referring to the Holy Spirit, but a person's spirit.
这个地方翻译圣经的翻译者，他们也是搞得很清楚的。
And then the people who translate the Bible actually make that clear.
前面讲到神是个灵，那个灵 spirit S 是大写的。
And then the spirit in the to said that God is a spirit is a capital letter.
因为我们当讲到圣灵的时候，圣灵都是要大写的，因为它是神。
Because every time we talk about Holy Spirit is God, and then it should be capitalized.
在后面讲到在灵和真理里的敬拜，那个灵就是小写的。
And then should you worship in spirit and truth, the spirit is in lowercase.
就我们人自己要在灵中来敬拜。
So we should worship God in our own spirit.
那么除了在灵中来敬拜，还有在什么其他当中来敬拜？
And what is it that other than worshiping in spirit?
那这里呢又涉及到一个概念，就是对人的三分法或者二分法。
And then the problem of interpreting this is how do we interpret the person? Is it trichotomy or dichotomy?
那三分法认为人是由灵、魂、合体组成的。
Trichotomy said that we are composed of spirit, body and soul.
二分法呢认为人就是由灵魂或者叫灵和身体组成的。
Dichotomy said that we are either spirit or soul together and body separate.
在这个地方呢神学家有一些的争论。
And there is dispute among theologians.
但是仍然告诉大家这不是最重要的问题。
I don't think this is an important issue here.
我多年以前在神学院还读书的时候我就去请教教授这个问题。
When I was in a seminary, I actually asked my professor for this issue.
那我感谢神，我们新约的教授。
Thank God, our New Testament professor.
他是真的是回到圣经，他不是为了给我一个神学的教义或者神学的立场，这个或者那个。
And then he just went back to the Bible. He doesn't want to specify a certain position.
他也非常诚实的来承认，告诉我。
And then he is actually trying to explain to me.
他告诉我，简单说都对。
They are well, all right.
但是最终见到神的时候，答案在神那里。
Of course, we know the real answer in front of God when we see Him.
我们教授告诉我说，在圣经当中，二分法也有道理，也有经文根据；三分法也有道理，也有经文根据。这不是一个最基要的问题。
The trichotomy or dichotomy both have spiritual or biblical basis.
等一下我们见到主的时候，我们才真正清楚明了。
We understand when we see God in front of Him.
所以今天我有遇到有的是三分法，有的是二分法，我也是都尊重。
I respect both positions.
那么在这里呢我们只是借用这个三分法灵魂合体把灵和魂做一个区分。
And I just want to make a tentative differentiation between body, soul, and spirit.
我们就讲到这个敬拜有身体的敬拜体的敬拜。
We are worshiping body.
还有在魂里的敬拜。
We are worshiping soul.
还有在灵里的敬拜。
Worshiping spirit.
那什么叫体的身体的敬拜
?What is the body worship?
弟兄姊妹，今天你来到从家来到这里这个坐在这里，这已经是一个 presence， 这已经是一个体的敬拜了。
Your being present is your worshiping body.
那我们在敬拜我们的主、我们的神的时候，有时候我们是站起来。
And many times we stand up when we worship God.
有时候我们是坐下。
Sometimes we sit down.
大家有没有注意到，在圣经当中，有时候敬拜神还有一个动作
？There's some other motions when we worship.
什么呀
？What？
我们来到神的面前向他 俯伏跪下，有没有？
And many of us kneel down when we worship God.
啊，我们去看启示录啊，门徒班正在这个教材正在看呢。这个二十四长老敬拜神还有一个动作呢，什么动作？
Revelation also told us the 24 elders when they worship God.
把冠冕取下来放在神的宝座前。
And they also took off their crowns and put it in front of the throne of grace.
所以我们这些身体的动作，圣经说我们要鼓瑟弹琴赞美他，对不对？
And then the Bible also said that we should play lots and piano to worship God.
那后面还有一个。
And then there's also another one.
鼓瑟弹琴后面还有击鼓跳舞赞美。
Percussion, we should dance in front of God.
今天呢比较传统的教会，保守的教会，哎呀，在教会里面一敬拜，好像身体稍微的动两下，灵恩派。
And then the traditional church also laugh at the people who move around to worship God as the charismatic.
我跟你说啊，如果你到非洲去啊
，If you go to South Africa，
我们宣教士郭牧师师母回来那一次，大家有没有记得他们的那个见证分享
？And you know one of the missionary support who came back from Africa, what did they say？
汪杰师母带我们唱一首这个。这个是希望黑人，是希望黑人，我不知道这个非洲这个歌、
yeah.
对不对？
啊，王杰 who came from Africa teach us the song sung by the African Christians，
一边唱着歌一边就做动作来，记得吧
？And then they were moving around when they sung the hymn，
是不是？啊，我找寻呐、啊，找寻呐、啊，走到哪里找不见
？And then they had to move around when they said that we are seeking God，
找到你，终于我找到了。
And then they try to grab God，
啊，然后一边拍着手一边转圈，是不是
？And then they turn around in a circle。
哎，这个跳舞来敬拜主，这种身体的敬拜，我请问大家 ，biblical 不 biblical？
This is a body worship. This is biblical.
合不合圣经啊
？It's really scriptural.
圣经里有的呀。
Of course, the Bible also says.
哎，所以呢，在教会当中啊，有时候我们敬拜适当的，比如说我们举手啊，这个圣经里有没有
？And many people raise their hands to worship God.
哎，这个圣经里是有的。
Of course, there's also examples in the Bible.
啊，但是弟兄姊妹，我们也要注意。
But our brothers and sisters, we should also pay attention.
如果我们的敬拜单单只是存留在对体的外在表现的一个关注上面
，But if we only worshiping God in bodily motions，
那还不够深入
，It's not deep enough。
但是另一方面，我们也要强调，按照我们整个身体的一个参与，这是非常重要的因素。
Of course, this is a very important participation of your body。
啊，我很感动。几年以前，我们教会一位长辈跟我分享
，And then I was very moved by a。Elderly Christian in this church who share with me.
原谅我提名字，我们丽丽姐。
It's our sister Lily.
丽姐跟我说，在线上参加敬拜的时候。
And when we worship online.
疫情当中在 Zoom 上面。
And then particularly in the COVID-19 on the Zoom platform.
当时我们的老姐妹跟我说，分享的时候都流泪。
And Lily was actually crying when she said that.
我听了也是无比的感动。
And then I was very deeply moved.
丽姐说，当台上领会的说站起来的时候，她说我坐在家里椅子上，我也跟着站起来，对着电脑我也站起来。
And he said when the people and the Zoom on the other side of Zoom stood up, I stood up at home too.
这是敬拜的态度。
This is the worshiping spirit.
这是我们以身体做一个表征来表现我们在参与这样。
This is a bodily participation in the worship.
所以这也是为什么我们说有时候。有弟兄姊妹，以前您知道，疫情还没来，我原来教会，我们那个教会有的年轻同学就那时候就搞 YouTube 直播，那时候还没有 Zoom YouTube 直播。
At that time we didn't have Zoom, we just use YouTube.
啊，那时候当然我自己可能也比较保守一点。啊，这个 YouTube 直播以后呢，有个弟兄啊，信主啊不久啊，哎就看不见了。
And then there was a brother who was a new believer. He couldn't see YouTube anymore.
然后这个年轻弟兄有一次问他，我说怎么礼拜天不来敬拜了？
Then the younger brother asked this older Christian, why didn't you come to church anymore?
他说我有参加。
He said, I did.
我通过这个 YouTube 转播参加。
I was seeing the church worship in YouTube.
我说为什么 YouTube 转播参加呢？
Why did you participate in YouTube only?
你住的离教会也挺近的呀。
You actually live very close to the church.
那时候也没有还没疫情哈。
That's actually before COVID.
他不好意思说牧师啊，我可以躺在被窝里来敬拜神。
He said, I can sleep in to worship God.
后来我跟同工说咱们这 YouTube 先停了吧。
I think I told the brother and sister we should stop the YouTube.
啊，我这里不要大家举手。我们那时候在 Zoom 上参加敬拜的时候，有时候是不是我们一边端着咖啡一边坐着家务那边开着三心二意的。有没有
?Many times when we worship,
你们不用举手我可以举手。
In YouTube, you can actually eat and drink and walk around in your house. I'm one of the examples.
这个是一个基本的层面，但是其实也是重要的。
It is a body worship. It's also one aspect of worship, but it's also important. And then, of course, we don't stop there.
我们还有一种就是在魂里的敬拜。
And then we worship in soul.
魂里讲到我们在情感方。
It's talking about our mind and emotion.
同时当然也包括我们在理性的。
And it's also concerning our reason.
你知道很多时候当即使不信主的人来敬拜的时候听到有诗歌有时候也会受感动。
And many people who are non-believers who have become moved by singing hymns.
我还没有信主的时候去教会听到那个诗跟弟兄姊妹一起唱歌我会泪流满面。
And before I was a Christian, I actually cried when I sang hymn in the church.
那时候还没有信神的更多的我相信是在一个魂的层面在情感上面。
I wasn't really understanding God in our spirit, but I think I was moved in the soul.
还没有信主我们来到教会听这个讲道读圣经我们觉得哎，这是有道理的。
And then I was convinced in my mind that what was preached in the church was reasonable.
哈利路亚感谢神但这个更多的也是在理性层面在魂的层面上。
And I was worshiping God in my soul only.
那我有时候跟弟兄姊妹分享我们家女儿不是这个女儿是老大啊很小的时候除了这个开始会说爸爸妈妈然后会说阿们。突然冒出一个词来吓我们一跳说探访。
And when I was bringing my older daughter around in the baby crib, they don't understand what we are doing and they also repeated what we said. And then talk about Amen, we talk about a lot, but sometimes she uttered 探访 visitation.
那么小的孩子他说阿们他知道阿们的意思吗
Of course, a little girl doesn't know what does Amen mean.
在他的灵里面他还不懂。
I don't think she understands that the spiritual meaning of Amen is.
当他说到探访当爸爸妈妈提着那个小篮子下着那么大的雪啊我们那时候到弟兄姊家到慕道友家里面去探访传福音的时候他跟我们一起在那里了他真的懂这个探访的意义吗
In fact, she was being carried in a baby crib with us and we were visiting other Christians in the snow in Rochester.
他还不明白。
She doesn't understand what does it mean by amen or visitation.
但是感谢神他已经参与在这其中。
But he was participating in our visitation.
那我们在魂在我们情感在理性的这个层面实际上有的时候也是这样子。
And many times we are worshiping God in our mind only and worship in reason only.
所以今天我们基督徒的敬拜如果只是停留在魂里那个就是我自己感觉到 feel good.
And then if you worship God only in your soul it's only you feeling good in your worship.
啊我很兴奋很激动。
And I was moved in my mind.
但是如果要是在更深入一个层面进入到灵里的敬拜
But you want to go into a worship in spirit.
那是一种更深的一个感动
This is a deeper movement of worship.
那是对神的圣洁神的属性有一个全然的认识
And this is how you can realize understand the whole attributes of God.
发自内心对王万主之主产生了敬畏。
And then you have a fearful heart in front of your spirit of this Almighty God.
在敬拜当中深深地感到自己的不配。
And you really deeply feel sorrowful for the unworthiness of yourself.
当我们在灵里敬拜的时候敬拜的焦点不再是我们而是我们的主我们的神。
The focus is no longer yourself in worship but in God only.
那个时候我们的感动我们的流泪真的是一种在灵里面的深深地感到神的恩典是何其的好的。
And this time you are deeply moved in your spirit that you are unworthy of worship, but God saved you.
就不单单是说这个旋律很优美，歌词很动听。
And it's not only the songs was beautiful and the words was preached well.
在我们这个福音音乐会的时候，当我们听到这个奇恩典的时候，我感动的流泪。有好几位弟兄姊妹都跟我说，他们听到那个美好的音乐，他们也跟着流泪。
In the evangelistic concert, when they play Amazing Grace, I was moved to tears, and other people also said they had the same experience.
我相信的真的是一个在灵里的一个敬拜。
This is a spiritual worship.
弟兄姊妹，所以我们的心灵是我们在体魂和更是在我们的灵中与神的一个密切的相交，是把神高举。
And this is how we should worship God, is to praise God and lift Him up.
而我们自己在神的面前全然的降卑和降服。
So we can humble ourselves and exalt God only.
下面这个诚实呢，实际上是指的是在真理当中的敬拜。
And then in spirit, in truth meaning is in the objective truth.
诚实的翻译也很好。
And then the Chinese to be truthful.
就是我们要真心的、真诚的，而不是三心二意的、半心半意的。
So it's actually both subjective and objective. You are truthful in your spirit, but you are also worshiping the objective truth.
那同时在真理当中的敬拜也包括圣经真理的教导。
And also you accept the biblical truth from the Bible.
不单是说理性上觉得这个讲的有道理。
And that's not only your reason.
而是真正愿意把自己降服在圣经主的话语的底下。
And you're willing to surrender yourself to the Bible truth.
当主的圣道被传讲的时候，我们听着会扎心。
And then you are actually pierced in your heart when you heard the Bible truth.
我们会被圣经主的话语和翻转所改变。
And you are being willing to be changed by the.
这叫做真理当中的敬拜。
And this is the worshiping God in biblical truth.
而在真理当中的敬拜一定会引人更加的对主耶稣有一个清晰的准确的认识。
And then if you worship God in truth, you understand and really who Jesus Christ is.
所以我们要有心灵和诚实。
Therefore, we should worship God in spirit and truth.
好，下面一个为何来敬拜。
And now the why to worship.
大家有没有注意到这个妇女不单是撒玛利亚人，而且是撒玛利亚人当中的一个有罪的人。
In fact, this particular Samaritan woman is not only Samaritan, but also a sinful woman.
这里我们也讲到为什么大中午的出来打水。
Why did she come in the middle of the day to pick up water?
以后有机会再讲，这里不能够展开讲了。
Of course, I don't have time to explain that further.
但是这样一个撒玛利亚人罪人不认识神的妇女，她却问出一个很有意思的问题。
But this sinful Samaritan woman, she asked a very meaningful question.
在哪里敬拜？
Where do we worship?
虽然是个罪人，她却知道要敬拜神。
And in fact, a sinner know how to where to worship.
弟兄姊妹啊，敬拜是人的一种的本能。
Brother and sister, worship is a human instinct because man bears the image of God.
为什么呢？因为人有神的形象。
Because man bears the image of God.
弟兄姊妹，有几句话大家听好。第一个，所有的人都敬拜。
And in fact, every human worship.
第二，只有人会敬拜。
Only human worship.
第三点，没有敬拜与否的区别，只有敬拜对错的区别。
There's no question worshiping or not, only worshiping right or wrong.
多年以前。我曾经去看一个电视上的一个演讲比赛。
And one time I actually watched a debate on TV.
啊，大学生演讲比赛给的一个题目就是你崇拜谁。
And then the debate was on who do you worship.
现场拿到题以后给十分钟准备，然后立刻就现场演讲。
And then the person in the debate, they're only given 10 minutes and then he has to ad-lib.
哦，我印象最深的是其中的有一位参赛者准备了十分钟拿这个题目上来就开始演讲。
And then there's one guy who was given the topic 10 minutes ago and he came up and talked.
你知道他崇拜谁吗？
Then you know who do we worship?
他说我崇拜我自己。
He said I worship myself.
我崇拜我自己。
I worship myself.
然后他就给了很多很多的理由，为什么他应当值得崇拜，为什么他很棒。
He gave a lot of reason of worshiping himself.
我要称赞他的胆量。
I admire his courage.
也称赞他的诚实。
I can admire his truthfulness.
因为很多人他们崇拜他自己，但是在掩盖着，不敢真实的去承认。
But many people who worship himself does not admit it.
弟兄姊妹们，所有人都敬拜。
Everybody worship.
只有人敬拜，动物是不会做这事儿的。
There is an animal do not worship.
没有敬拜与否区别，只有敬拜对错区别。
No question worshiping or not, only worshiping right or wrong.
不拜真神就拜假神。
If you don't worship the true God, you worship a false God.
你说我是无神论。
You said you are atheist.
谁说无神论者没有偶像？
I said atheists don't have an idol.
我们一边唱从来没有救世主，也不靠神仙皇帝。
They said the Communist Manifesto, there is no salvation, there is no king or authority.
另一边就唱东方红太阳升，东方出了个大救星。
And then there's a great Mao Zedong who came from the east.
人不拜真神就拜假神。
If you don't worship the true God, you worship the false God.
太多的人拜金钱拜物质。
There are many people who worship money and then worship material.
很多的偶像的崇拜背后实际上拜的就是自己，自我为中心。
And idolatry worshiping is ultimately worshiping yourself.
那么为什么我们要来真诚的敬拜，这里给我们的一个清楚的原因。
Right here that they give us the real meaning of real, why to worship.
因为父要。
Because the Father is seeking.
父在寻找啊。
God is seeking.
这样来真诚的来拜他的人。
Such to worship him.
我现在 我常常跟大家分享这个，我现在每一次想起来，我小的很小一点，我的姥姥大字不识一个农村的老太太。
And I knew of an old lady in a small village in China.
一到礼拜天的时候就翻那个月亮牌，所以说今天是礼拜呀。
Every Sunday morning, she actually climbed a lot of mountain, walk a lot of road, and said, "Today is Sunday."
她不去教会。
She did not go to church.
她不认识神。
She doesn't know God.
但她说今天是礼拜呀。
Today is worship.
每到主日的时候，哎，我姥姥那句话就总在提醒我，今天是礼拜呀，你要去教会，要去教会。
That old lady actually reminded me, although she said not Christian, today is the worship time.
而父在寻找那个真心的。以心灵诚实来到他面
前。God seeks such to worship him.
最后一个，我们来看看我们敬拜的果效到底是什么样的。
And then lastly, we want to say what after worship.
这里很有意思，当主耶稣把这个敬拜的教导告诉这个撒玛利亚妇人以后，妇人呢立刻他就提到一件事情，他说我知道这个弥赛亚基督要来。
And then after Jesus explained the worship topic, the Samaritan woman said that, you know, I know the Messiah is coming.
耶稣是毫不客气，然后就来了一个和你说话的，就是他。
But Jesus was admitting very boldly in front of the woman that I who speak to you am he.
有的时候今天我们觉得敬拜的果效，我说参加了教会礼堂的敬拜， I feel good.
I said that you feel good when you come to worship.
我感觉很舒服。
I feel very comfortable.
弟兄姊妹，我再回到，这好多都是婚礼的。
And in fact, this is all soulish worship.
敬拜不是只是为了让你让我感觉舒服。
And it's not to make you feel good when you worship.
我们人是敬拜的主体，来到神的面前，但最终你作为敬拜的主体，在你自己的自由的意志下，你必须要向神完全的降服。
And you are the subject of worship. You subject yourself to worship, but you are not the object of worship.
不是我的感觉。
It's not your feeling.
不见一人，只见耶稣，这是我们的目的。
And we don't want to see anybody else except Jesus Christ. That's our purpose of worship.
甚至我要直接的说，有的时候你来敬拜可能会感觉不舒服。
And many times you should be uncomfortable when you come to worship.
如果每一次你来了都是觉得舒服，就好像得了一个属灵的按摩啊，这个马杀鸡是吧？马杀鸡。
If you feel comfortable only in worship, you are being massaged.
可能它不是一个很道地的、很重要的、很好的一个敬拜呀。
This may not be a very good worship.
为什么？因为我们在肉体当中，我们来一个属肉体、属血气的人敬拜当中，有时候可能不舒服。
We are a fleshly people who worship God. We may be uncomfortable when we are spiritual.
当圣经主的话语被传讲的时候。
But when the Bible truth is preached.
当我们听到不喜欢的时候。
When we don't like the Bible truth.
我们可能会很不舒服。
And many times we are uncomfortable.
当我们的罪恶被暴露的时候。
And particularly when the Bible exposes our weakness, our sin.
需要到神的面前来悔改的时候。
When we have to repent in front of God.
我们会觉得很扎心。
And we actually pierce in our spirit.
但是弟兄姊妹们，我们会在灵里真正的会感觉到很美好，不是舒服，而是很美好。
But we actually would feel ultimately good in our spirit, not necessarily comfortable.
所以这是我们为什么说，做一个罪人到主的面前，一个真诚的、完全的倒空自己、降服自己，当我们在主的面前来流泪的时候。
So that's why I said that we are you are real sinners when you cry in front of God.
那是基督得荣耀的时候。
That is the time when Christ is glorified.
那是世人被吸引来到主面前。
That's the time that the world is attracted to Christ.
那也是基督的圣灵被传扬的时候。
And so the time that the Holy Spirit is preached.
所以弟兄姊妹们，当我们参加了一个真正美好的一个灵里的敬拜。
So when we are participating in a really truthful spiritual worship.
一个真正被感动的人走出去是愿意把。别人也带到主的面前来的。
It's a time when you bring other people to Christ also.
要传扬基督。
It's to proclaim Christ.
就像那个撒玛利亚妇人做。
Just like the Samaritan woman later.
连这个水瓶都不要的跑到叙加古城里面把大家带来。
He actually cast away her water pail and then went back to her village to preach Christ.
好，我们做个结论。
And then all the conclusion. Where to worship?
向着谁敬拜？
Where home to worship?
何时来敬拜?
When to worship?
谁可以敬拜?
Who can worship?
如何来敬拜?
How to worship?
为何要敬拜?
Why to worship?
敬拜的果效是什么?
What is the worship effect?
让我们用心灵和诚实低头来到主的
面前。 Let us worship him in spirit and truth. Let's pray.
主耶稣，我们感谢赞美。
Our Lord Jesus Christ, we praise you and thank you.
亲爱的天父，愿您的圣名被高举。
Dear Father, may your Holy Spirit be lifted up.
你在寻找来真诚敬拜。
You are seeking the truthful people to worship you.
主，我们承认我们都差得太远。
We know that we all fall short of it.
我们到你的面前的敬拜常常是三心二意的。
We don't have a concentrated spirit to worship you.
常常专注在我自己的感受。
We want to only concentrate our feelings.
常常我们是听到主的真理的传讲是挑挑拣拣。
We actually are so selective, so critical in our worship.
不是真正被你的话语所得着所翻转。
We are not really trying to submit to your word.
求神在我们的敬拜当中。
And please be with us in our worship.
能够真正的得到全人的荣耀。
So that you can be glorified.
让我们也做一个真诚敬拜的人。
Help us to be a real person who worships in spirit and truth.
主，我们必衰微，你必兴旺。
Though we will be humble and you will be exalted.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
In Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.